I'm actually working.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you at work.
No. It's okay. It's my job.
I was going to offer to buy you a drink, but...
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Are you on a break? Is that why you're sitting on this side of the bar?
Yeah. I'm on my break, I just got a lot going on.
You're reading a book?
Yes.
With a book light? With a little book light? Because it's so dimly lit in this bar.
Yeah, it's on my forehead.
Yeah, I see that. One of those for a minor.
Yes, if I was...
That's a really good idea for a reading light.
You know?
Why don't more people do that? I guess because it looks a little silly.
It looks odd. I'm one of those
but
people
But it is, like, practical.
Really
that's very practical.
It's dark in here.
Well, and the light's always pointed where you're looking.
Down.
Well, it's not always pointed down if you look up. Like, right now, it's pointed right in my eyes.
You're right. I'm sorry. Can you see?
Not really, no. It's kind of blinding me. I can't see anything. Because you're you think it's funny that I can't see right now?
It's a little funny.
I could see a little when you laughed because the light went
Maybe
down.
I should turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, if you could.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Here's another setting.
Oh, my God, you're beautiful.
Oh.
I couldn't. When the light was on, I could just see a silhouette.
Stop.
But now that it's. Now that the light's off, I guess I could see that
now
you're
can
beautiful.
See. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. But yeah, I'm reading.
Okay, you're reading
and
you're on break.
And
I'm sorry.
Break.
I didn't mean to take away from your break. You know, that's precious time when you're at work and you're on break. That's your time. That's me time. I know what that feels like.
But if also...
So I'm sorry.
If I wanted me time, I could have sat somewhere else. I sat at the bar with other people that I knew were coming in, so...
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Right, so...
generous of you. But I don't need to take your break time. I apologize. I can... What are you reading? What book is it?
It's called Return of the Jews.
Return of the Jews? What are they returning to or from?
They're returning from being in a what's the word that they use for when you're oppressed? Yes,
okay.
Oppression.
Okay,
returning from oppression.
To what?
To obsession. They're obsessed
with all of them?
All of the Jews are obsessed with like bread and like pastries.
Bread, that sounds accurate. from the little I know. I mean, I'm not a Jew myself, but from what I know, they love bread and pastries.
Bread and pastries and like those meats that are stuffed inside of the bread.
Wow. Yeah. Some sort of sweet noodle dish.
Yeah.
With fruit. It's strange.
Yeah, I just had a new interest in those. So I decided to get a book on it because I've just been meeting a lot of Jews lately. So I just
really
wanted to expand my knowledge on the Jewship.
It's interesting because I don't. I think they call it Jewry.
Okay,
but I don't really know.
Sorry.
I don't really.
Excuse
it's fine. But I don't really know. I don't really know that much about it myself because I just work at the factory, you know, with all that heavy machinery, and I just don't. You know, I don't really encounter
heavy machinery.
I don't really encounter Jews that much. I'm a devout Christian myself.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. We're very close.
How close? Like, how would you
say? I call him every Tuesday right after I call my mom.
Wow, that's super close.
That's very like close. It's as close as I am with my mom.
It's religiously close.
That's what, well, yeah.
Wow. Mm. And you call Jesus after you get off working for the machinery?
After I call my mom.
From off
I
work.
Get off work, I go home. I take
routine?
A shower. I have a little snack.
Okay.
I call my mom sometimes while I'm finishing the snack. Although if she can tell I'm eating while I'm on the phone, she gets really upset.
I understand. Don't call me if you're eating.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I tried that once with Jesus, but he can always tell. He can always tell when I'm eating on the phone.
Yeah, because why couldn't you wait to finish your pastry until afterwards?
It's not always a pastry.
Burger, I mean, a chicken sandwich.
Burger, chicken sandwich.
Chicken strips.
Shrimp, lobster,
oatmeal.
Pork rinds, bacon, other things that I eat. Noodles.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything.
Yeah, all that stuff. But, yeah, yeah.
But okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Anyway.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take away from your break, you know. And, I'm just, you're a beautiful woman. And I was going to buy you that drink even before I knew that, when I just saw a silhouette.
Well, I mean, I have 15 minutes left. Yeah, so
can I buy you a drink? You allowed to drink even though you're going to be back at work?
I can do whatever I want. You can drink. This is actually my bar.
You own this bar?
It's called my bar.
You own the bar?
Yeah, this is my bar.
So when it's the sign as friend, this is my bar.
It's literally.
That's literally your bar.
My bar.
So, I've always thought it should say your bar, because it's not my bar.
No, it is your bar, because I want the people to feel like it's for them. So when you come and you're like, yeah, I'm at my bar. I'm at my bar.
Because I got to tell you, people don't really call it my bar.
What do they call it?
Their bar. Nobody knows who owns it, and everybody, they don't want to take ownership of it, so everybody calls it their bar. Oh, I see.
It's like a community thing. It's like, I don't want to show that I...
Well, it's not, they don't want to be like, can you come to my bar, because it's not their bar. So they go, can you come to their bar? Do you want to be up at their bar?
And then you say, yeah, sure.
And they go, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And then we meet up here at their bar.
Maybe I should have called it the bar.
The bar? Yeah, that'd be good. It's a good name.
Meet me at the bar.
Yeah, it's a good name.
You know how some people say the?
Yeah.
The bar. Doesn't that sound a little more classy? Wow. So
do you own this place all by yourself?
No, I run it with my cousin.
Then why didn't you name it our bar?
We don't have a good relationship.
Oh, so it's mine.
It's my bar.
Did it used to be our bar?
It's only my name. It used to be our bar, but then
now it's my bar.
We had an altercation with some of the customers that kept trying to buy us drinks on our breaks.
Oh.
So... What
do you mean? Like, what kind of...
I just mean, like, sometimes that happens
kind of
a lot.
An altercation.
Somebody ended up in a trunk. Somebody...
Trunk of a car?
Yeah. Or a bus.
Not an elephant's trunk?
No. No animals were hurt in the makings of...
Okay.
Of this. So, some of them may have ended up in the bottom of a trunk. At a lake. With strings.
At a lake.
And yarn.
Not in a lake, but just at a lake. In a truck at a lake with strings. I got it?
Yes.
Am I tracking?
You got it right.
Okay, cool.
Are you taking notes? Because you're keeping up. Usually people don't keep up. They're out by this
point.
I'm
a good listener.
Wow.
That's one of my many good traits.
I like that. I like a good listener.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I like beautiful entrepreneurs.
Oh.
How long ago did you start this place?
I started it about 12 years ago.
Oh my god. How long ago did you make it my bar?
I made it my bar 2 years ago.
Oh wow.
So it's been officially my bar for 2 years.
So 10 years you went.
Yeah, 10 years it was our bar, and I tried. You know,
were you guys were you guys like romantic, kind of my cousins? Oh, it was your cousins.
It was my cousin.
Oh, right,
remember that?
You said that. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm just
No, but my cousin had a friend that used to come in and buy us drinks.
Oh, right.
Which I told you was the main reason that we got into
one friend
altercation.
It was just one person?
It was a couple, you know.
A couple of people.
I can say I am a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they'd come in, they'd buy you drinks.
They'd buy me drinks.
They'd
my cousin would get jealous.
Break time.
Yes, they'd take up my breaks.
Your
my cousin would
get
jealous because they would come in, they'd give me all the tips.
Oh.
And what do you want me to do? I'm sorry. Do you want me to tell them not to come? They're giving us business
at our
bar.
Yeah, they're giving you business, giving you tips.
I like money.
That's the job.
How do I know if you like me if you don't give me any money?
Well, I like you. I haven't given you any money.
Well, you were offering to buy me a drink, so.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Oh, it's your bar.
Yeah.
So I am giving
you
money.
You are giving me money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you didn't get the math, there it is.
No, I get it now.
Yeah. So that was happening a lot, and it just wasn't working out.
She was getting jealous.
She was getting jealous. I'm a one for all, all for one. We can share if we need to because life is abundant.
Sure. Why not? But she didn't want to share.
She didn't want to share.
Did the men want to be shared?
What man doesn't want to be shared?
Well,
Come on. What man doesn't want to be shared? You don't want to have, like, two?
Two women?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's too much for you?
No. I mean, if I'm being really honest.
Please.
I want like 3/4 of a woman. I don't even know that I want a whole woman, if I'm being perfectly honest, let alone two.
Okay, so now you're going to have to share. Where's that coming from? What do you mean by that?
It's just a lot. You know? It's a lot to deal with. A lot to be responsible for. 3/4 of a woman, though, I think I could do great.
3/4.
If you could get a woman down to 3/4 of a woman, then I think I would do a lot better.
Can you break down to me what the categories of the 3/4
are? Like, which quarter would I get
rid of? Yeah, which quarter would you know? Which quarter would you get rid of? Shit. Because there's four.
You don't want one quarter.
What quarter would that be?
How do you quantify it, really?
Right. You said it, so I'm just trying to...
No, you're right. I did say it. I guess I have to justify it now. Yeah, 3/4 of a woman. Well, I can tell you the 3/4 I'd keep.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask that.
That's easier.
That's cool. What would you keep?
I'd keep the caring, you know? I'd keep the loving.
Oh, that's nice. So that's two. Is that the same? Caring and loving.
Is that two?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Is caring and loving a part of one quarter?
I think
quarter?
That's one.
Okay, I agree.
I would keep affection.
That would go in the same category.
You think that's the same?
Absolutely.
No.
Affection and love?
No.
Oh.
I can be affectionate with people I don't love. And I can withhold affection from people I do love. And do. I do. Sometimes. Wow, I won't with you, so I promise.
You're just a damn Sudoku board. Just trying to figure out, what is that called? The little Sudoku?
Sudoku with the numbers?
Yeah, or the little,
like
what's the
Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, you're like a Rubik's Cube, because I'm trying to put the pieces together, but sometimes they're not. All the colors aren't coming onto one side.
I'm a man of mystery.
I see. I like mystery. Yeah. I'm willing to figure it out.
Yeah, a lot of people
now.
Do, you know. Yeah, I like mystery too. That's why when you were just a silhouette, I was like, I'm going to buy that woman a drink.
When I was
she's
just
so
a
mysterious.
Silhouette.
Mysterious.
Reading
mysterious.
Reading with my headlight.
Reading with your headlight.
At
I couldn't
the bar.
See you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this illuminated book and form of a woman.
He was like, yeah, she seems like the one.
I was like, mysterious.
Let me buy her a drink.
I'm going to buy her a drink.
Are you going to still do that?
Yeah, I'd love to buy you a drink.
Okay, because...
Are any of these other people working? I mean,
yeah,
nobody's asked us if we want a drink.
That's because they know I'm working, and they usually know
they
when
wanna.
I'm sitting at the bar, I don't want to...
They think you don't want a drink.
Yeah, so hold on, let me just ask. Or do you mind getting somebody's attention?
I can get someone's attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you having issues? Do you need me?
Yeah,
to...
no one's answering me.
You gotta use a little oomph. You need me to provide the oomph?
No, I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it.
Show me.
Feel a little emasculated. Ahem. Ahem.
Oh, hi.
Thank you. Hi.
What can I? I'm sorry. I was just so busy. What can I?
I would like to buy this beautiful entrepreneur a drink.
Okay. Do you know what she's having?
No.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you having? I would really like a Long Island iced tea, like with all the liquors, all the extra liquors. You know what I like, girl. Like, mix it up for me and put it on my bar's tab.
No, well, no, I'm buying you the drink.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm buying you the drink, and
okay.
I would like one, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about you and what you wanted.
No, that's okay. I understand. I was offering to buy you a drink.
I just thought about my drink.
It's understandable.
Okay, tell her what you
maybe
like.
Maybe I don't even want to drink.
Maybe you don't.
You don't know.
I don't.
But that, yeah, I'd want the same.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle that? You look like you've had a couple already.
I mean, maybe I have.
Okay.
I can handle it. What's the problem?
Okay, so just two. All right, so I'll get y'all these two.
Mm-hmm. Put them on my tab.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me mix those up. Mm-hmm. I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Of course. I appreciate that. You're sweet.
I want to put money in your pocket.
Thank you. That shows me that you like me.
Yes, exactly. Like you established. For sure, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like we were talking about something before you asked me for the drink. I think it was the three quarters that you like in a woman.
Oh, okay.
So let's go back to that.
Yeah, sure. The loving and caring. And then affection. And then the affection. I mean physical affection.
Physical affection. I don't That's mean what you sex. Mean. Because I'm like, oh.
I mean like cuddling.
Oh, you're one of those.
Hugging. Holding hands.
PDA.
Caressing someone's face.
Oh, okay.
Grabbing someone's hair. Holding it tightly in your hand.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Putting your arm around someone's waist.
Okay. I can see that.
Grabbing someone's butt in the elevator.
Okay. Affection. You know,
putting your hand on someone's thigh in the car.
Yes. I like all those things.
Okay. All of them?
Yes.
Okay. Sticking your fingers in someone's armpit when their arm is down.
Okay. I knew somebody that was into that.
Really?
They liked the comfort that it gave them. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you like, that's what I like.
Interesting. One of those people.
Like, they hang out usually alone at bars. So reading with headlights.
Reading with headlights. Makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. It's a
commodity. Huh. Okay, so that's the two. You said love, caring, and affection, because love that's and affection two. Are
that's
not the
two,
same thing.
That's half.
What's the last what quarter? Like. What's the third quarter?
The sex part.
Oh.
I really enjoy having sex with women.
Okay.
Particularly beautiful women.
Yeah, because ugly women don't do it.
No. They do. It's just I'm not a good liar. So it's harder to get there.
Okay. You're not a good liar. So that means you would tell her you're not into it, but you would still go through with it?
Well, no. I mean, I might be into it. But I'm not going to tell her she's beautiful.
So it is true. Men will have sex with pretty much anything. Because I've been reading a book on that, too. It's
not
called,
anything.
It's called Men Will Have Sex With Anything.
Anything?
Thing.
Thing?
Thing. It. They.
Like a carburetor?
A hole in the wall.
A hole in
They'll
the
wall. They'll stick
well,
their dick
any
in.
Not any wall.
A wall.
I mean, it has to be a nice wall.
A nice wall. I thought you said ugly walls worked.
Ugly women work. Men will stick their dick. Look, it depends what you mean by that. Many men will stick their dick in anything in the sense that men will stick their dick in any variety of thing. Yes, true. But men will stick their dick in anything as in any object, literally? No, absolutely
literally anything
not.
With a hole in it that'll get the job done. No. That's not true? So
no,
this book that I was reading, I need
will
to
Will
just-
we put our dick in a wall? Yes. A couch cushion, yes. A floor, yeah. A tire, sure. But not any wall, not any tire, not any couch cushion.
Okay.
Do you
I
see
what
I'm
you're
saying?
Saying? There's some, there's some standard.
Is this tracking? Good.
I think I'm putting down what you're picking up. Is that how you say it?
Sure,
I'm picking,
yeah.
Picking up what you're putting down?
Like, yeah, I'll put my dick in my gas cap. But I'm not going to put my dick in my friend's gas cap.
No, that's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. And I don't find his car attractive.
Okay. But if it was attractive, you'd put it in that car.
I wouldn't tell him. I wouldn't tell him.
Okay.
I would do it.
Wow. I'm just learning so much about you. And I didn't, sure. even, I didn't even get your name.
Oh, sorry.
So what's your name, sir? Friend?
Alex.
Alex. Mm. Ooh, okay. I like how that rolled off my tongue.
And
Alex.
What's I didn't get your name either. I just know this is your bar.
It is my bar. But the funny thing is, my name is also Alex.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a dream of mine ever since I was a little kid to meet a woman named Alex.
Really? I mean, it's short for Alexatious, but Alex is what I go by.
That's crazy. My my name is short for Alexatius, and Alex is what I go by.
I feel like this is maybe meant to be. I don't understand.
It's kismet.
Kismet. Don't know what that word means.
It means meant to be.
Meant to be. Yeah. You're a lot more educated than I am, clearly, so.
No, it's just different. Language basis.
Okay, well, nice to meet you, Alex.
I work at the factory. I'm not educated. I don't read books.
You have to know how to do something to work in machinery. You got to read the manual.
Sure. Yeah.
You're not going to be working my machinery if you don't know how to work the manual.
Is there a manual?
There's a manual. It's like 1,069 pages.
What? Are there pictures?
Yes.
Diagrams?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But only like 8.
I'm a visual learner.
Okay.
It's good to know that's on the table.
Yeah. You know, it'll come later on down the line.
Sure.
Once.
Of course.
The package is bought and shipped and sent out.
I'm not sure if we... Are we speaking a metaphor or are we talking about literal machinery?
I was talking about literal machinery. I'm not sure where you were at with that. Because I'm a fan of machinery.
Oh, cool.
I have a lot of things that need to get worked on in my house.
Oh, right. In the bar, probably.
And in the bar, we have a lot of maintenance that needs to happen. Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I would really like a man that knows what he's doing.
Okay.
To come up in the bar and make changes that needs to be fixed.
All right.
So if you think you can handle that task, we have lots of money.
Where is the machinery? I don't see any of it here in the main.
No, it's in the back.
Oh, it's all in the back?
It's all in the back. Okay. You got to go through the kitchen, down the stairs, through.
It might be easier. Is there a rear entrance I could go through?
There's a rear entrance.
To work on your machinery?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Fantastic.
It might require just a little extra work to get through
sure,
there.
Sure, of course.
You can get there.
Right, no, I get it. No, I get it. Sometimes back doors can be a little sticky, so you gotta really, you know, prime them before you try to go in there. But I get it. It's not a problem. I'm experienced with all sorts of machinery, so I shouldn't have any problem. And back doors, frankly.
Back doors? That's your thing? You like back doors?
Back doors, basements, back rooms, machinery.
Attics? You have a movie with attics? What?
Nah.
I'm sorry. I don't know if this is going to work if you're not familiar with attics.
I don't really go up there
Alex.
Much. That's more of an HVAC
Alex.
Thing. What? Alex, what?
If you don't know how to handle attics.
Yeah, what?
I don't know if I can invest in your machinery.
My machinery?
To get the job done.
Okay, I can scope out your attic.
Okay. Thank you.
See what I can do. So, I mean, I understand that that's like all business, you know. But,
Yeah. I'm business oriented.
Yeah, I get that. I was kind of hoping maybe for a personal kind of. I was hoping that, you know, I could buy you a drink, maybe take you out for dinner sometime. Maybe like a date, two people that they like a romantic, you know, kind of like a date, like, you know, like two people.
What else would you describe that as?
You know, like kind of get together, like, you know, like well, not just any kind of get together, like not a platonic, you know what I mean, like
not
a
platonic,
romantic, like kind of a, maybe like something might, you know, but not like something will happen, but like might.
But
happen,
there's a potential,
but like a potential, but not expectation, kind of, you know, like with two people, like they get together, like it's a date, but it's, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know, people hanging out or you know, getting together, you know, talking. Well, I don't know, a lot of people the same thing, you know, like a date, you know,
okay,
people getting together, adult to adult to adult. A man and a woman spend time.
I think I understand. I think I'm picking up what you're putting
down.
You
understand what I'm putting down.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm open to that.
Okay, well.
I'm single as fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, me too.
That's why I'm sitting at this bar alone with a fucking headlight reading a book about Jews. God. I don't know how much lonelier that can look.
Yeah, it's the loneliest topic you can read about.
Is the return of the Jews?
The loneliest way that you could be reading it with a headlight at a bar.
It's unnecessary, but I'm here.
Yeah.
But I'm into it. I'm down. Like, where are we going? Like,
where are we going? Oh, geez.
Do I have to wait? What are we doing?
Oh, wow. What are we doing?
You haven't thought about that.
I wasn't expecting.
I guess you didn't think you'd get this far.
No, to be honest.
I get that. I understand. I give chances.
Do you want to go rock climbing?
Wow. Yeah, that'll, yeah. Sure.
Okay, I know a cliff. It's about 20 miles outside of town.
A cliff?
Well, yeah.
Not in like a rock climbing what? Where there's other people around.
Well, it's not really rock climbing.
What is it?
I don't know what you call it because it's an artifice. You're climbing a fake thing. It's built for climbing.
But if it's a cliff, then
it's not a rock. It's plastic. Or fiberglass. I don't know what material that is.
It's a fake cliff.
Well, I want to go to a real cliff.
Right.
Rock climb.
I'm not into real cliffs.
Oh, no? You're not down for that?
We're going to have to go somewhere enclosed with straps.
Enclosed with straps?
Yeah. That other people are watching.
Okay.
And
I can take you someplace enclosed with straps. There's lots of places like that. Let's see. I know a couple clubs that have a lot of straps. And no, it's so enclosed, there's not even windows.
Wow.
So, like,
but is
people
there rock
walking
climbing?
By, they have no idea what's going on in there.
Okay.
Oh, rock climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. I'm sorry. I just thought we were talking about indoor activities with straps.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know we were talking specifically
we're
about
rock climbing.
We're talking
about that
anymore.
With rock climbing.
Oh, like at a gym.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm not
yeah.
going climbing on a cliff anywhere I'm not familiar with so I can fall
okay.
to my death. Like,
no, yeah. Well,
I
you wouldn't do
people
that.
People relying on me. I can't just die like that.
No, no, no.
On the
you
first
wouldn't
date?
You wouldn't die.
Alex.
You're not going to die.
Okay. You were going to protect me?
Yeah.
Okay, with
we
what?
Have gear.
Oh, okay.
I go rock climbing.
Oh.
It's a thing I do.
It's your thing.
It's a hobby.
That's why you suggested it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I wouldn't just suggest it for out of nowhere.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It is. I agree.
People die rock climbing.
Yeah, they do. Experience. I've seen movies.
Yeah.
Not going to
no,
be a
no,
part
no.
of that.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
So you are interested. You're driving 20 miles out of town with
20
me.
Miles out of town.
Mm-hmm, to a cliff in the middle of nowhere. No one else is there. Just us.
I don't. I thought
cliff.
You were a good listener. I don't feel like you're listening to
uh-huh.
me.
You want to
I
go
said
somewhere enclosed.
Enclosed
okay.
with straps.
Right, right, right.
Other
okay.
people.
I do know those clubs. There's, oh, wait. You want to
rock
climb.
Climbing.
Rock, I'm sorry. Once again. Okay. Yeah. There's a gym in my neighborhood. They got it.
Oh,
one of those
in
walls.
Your neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're into it, it kind of seems like you're a little bummed out.
I mean, I like doing it, you know, with fresh air,
that's
sunlight,
cool.
being alone with somebody,
aww.
Private, nobody else there. But it's fine. It's fine. Maybe we'll get a smoothie at the...
I like smoothies.
At the gym smoothie bar.
Yeah, and that'll give me the...
They got good smoothies.
I'd hope so.
There's a guy, Rick, there. He makes good ones.
Ooh, Rick sounds like he makes good smoothies.
Just because his name's Rick?
Yes. Rick sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of fun. He's sounds don't like, talk to him too much. He's kind of sad.
He's kind of sad.
Yeah, he's a little sad.
Aw.
His mom's
I don't know.
Sick.
I have a thing for sad boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. That's why I'm at the bar
that'll
waiting for a
trouble.
Sad boy to come pick me up.
Oh, really? I'm a little sad.
Aw.
I don't like talking about it much.
Really?
Well, not to strangers.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. You know, sad boys, they have
yeah.
their sad shit that they go through.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think that those sad boys that are like outwardly sad right away, it's like, are they even really sad?
I don't want to know that you're sad until I get to know you for real. And then
okay,
I'm like,
yeah.
oh, you're sad.
Yeah, I'm not letting anything on. So, I don't want to take any more time away from your break.
I'm okay, real, thank you.
But, so you want to go rock climbing at that gym? Maybe,
yeah. You should take my number.
Okay.
You ready to write it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
see that
phone.
You're ready. So what are you going to write it down on?
Well, I was hoping I could just pick you up at a time.
Oh.
Or meet you at the gym.
Okay. I guess so. But, okay. You're not going to forget?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a watch, but I won't forget. I have a very good sense of what time it is.
And the days?
Oh, yeah.
So
like, I'm never late for work.
You have a job?
I work at the factory.
At the factory around the corner. I'm sorry. Machinery. Attics. It's,
yeah, yeah.
Back doors.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you ready? I'm going to give you my number I guess that doesn't matter, though, so I don't need to give it to you.
No, do you want to meet? I can pick you up here.
Sure.
You can still give me your number.
I'll be here.
I mean, if I have a payphone, maybe I can, if something comes up, I'll find a phone to call you.
No.
Well, what if I get injured and I need to cancel?
Then you better come to this bar injured and tell me that you need to cancel. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Fair. That's fair. You want to pick you up here, meet at the gym?
You have a car?
I thought I could literally pick you up.
Literally? With what? Your hands?
My arms.
Wow.
Hands.
You were going to carry me over?
I was going to put you on my shoulders.
Oh, that's super old school. That's like caveman shit.
Oh, not like slunk over like a sack of potatoes.
Oh, okay.
I was going to like have you like ride on my shoulders.
Oh, wow. You must have strong shoulders because I'm pretty heavy.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm at least 250.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I thought you weighed 60 pounds. Tops.
I appreciate your optimism, but no, sir. There's body on these bones.
Wow.
Yeah. 60 pounds is like maybe like,
like when skeleton. I was a child.
My bones alone weigh 60 pounds.
Wow. You don't look it. It's amazing. So, I would, looking at you, I would think your bones weigh 1 pound. Tops.
Thank you. You must really know your bone marrow.
No, obviously not.
No, you don't know. I don't know if I should be offended or not. Because 60 pounds? Look at me.
It's almost too absurd to feel any which way about it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to let you have that.
Cool. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, you can pick me up,
here?
My bones on...
What? Tomorrow?
Sure.
Tomorrow morning?
I'm off tomorrow.
6 a.m.?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, awesome.
6 a.m.?
Is that no good for you?
6 a.m. is a little early.
I mean, yeah, maybe it's in like 5 hours.
Right. It's literally 3 a.m. right now. So right. I guess we could just stay at the bar, though, and just sleep.
No,
in the basement.
No, I got some stuff I gotta do.
Oh, okay. You have somewhere to be. Got it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got some stuff I gotta do.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow.
So be back here at 6.
Uh huh.
All right.
I'll be here.
Awesome.
It was nice meeting you, Alex.
It was great meeting you, Alex.